Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with a highlight session today. And I'm truly excited to highlight these amazing authors of the book, It's Not About Me, Being of Service to Others. And so, man, the visionary author, my guy, Mr. Charles Woods, is the visionary author, great guy, all about service. And he's brought together some powerful people that are doing great things to go above and beyond just to be of service to others. And so just want to highlight them today. And, you know, as we go through, you know, each author will get an opportunity to talk about them, let you know about their story, their journey, I'll let you know what the chapter is about. And then they're going to give you their social media as well. And so I encourage you, it will be worth your time, let me tell you, to go and follow each of these people and see the amazing work that they're doing to give service. So I just want to encourage that. But first, let's turn it over to my guy, Mr. Woods, Woody, Charles Woody Woods, and just talk about, you know, the project and, you know, kind of some of the things that's going on with you.
All right. I appreciate it, Chip. Man, I'm always grateful to have to be a part of your platform. And I'm grateful that you're going to have us on here today. And I'm truly, truly grateful for all the authors that that poured into this book. It's 23 of us in this book. So it's got a lot of powerful information.
Yeah.
And it's not about me. This came from, you know, this that it's not about me came from just the things that we do on a daily basis, man. Just me being in education was kind of just being pushed in the door, literally pushed in the door into education. And ever since I've been in education, man, it's been about the service that we give to others. Nothing that we do in education is about ourselves. It's about what we do for others. And that trickulates back into your life, what you do on a daily basis, man. You move through life and you give to others without looking for anything in return. And there's so many people that do that. And I think people just need to hear it, especially this day and age that we are in the world where a lot of times it, you know, you see things that are selfish or things that are said that are always, you know, against each other or negative about each other. People need to hear this and people need to be infected with this type of energy. So that's what kind of was on my heart about starting this book. But none of this could be done without the authors that pour into it. It's not about me. It's about all of us and what we poured into this book. So that's my description of where this came from. And can't wait for you to hear all the authors and what they have to say about their chapters and all the things that they do every day in life without looking for anything in return.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, our first author that we will highlight will be Miss Angelica Castanova. So we'll let you dive in and talk about yourself, your background, your chapter, and then make sure you give them your social media. Go get it.
All right. Well, good morning. My name is Angelica Casanova. I am an assistant principal in Caney Creek High School. It is my first year in Conroe ISD, but I've been very excited throughout this year learning so many new things and just getting to know new people, great people that I've been blessed with this year. I was born in Mexico, and my journey in education was not expected as I wanted to. I was born in Mexico. I moved here when I was 14. I didn't speak English. I wanted to be an architect when I was in Mexico, and I was taking my classes, everything related to architecture. But then I came here I didn't know the language, but my ESL teacher, she was the key to making sure that not only was I getting an education, that I was learning the language, but also that I was creating a future for myself. And because of her, I decided to become a teacher. And I did. So when I graduated high school, I came back. I graduated from Eisenhower High School in Aldine, ISD, and I came back to Aldine to teach. I have 17 years as an educator, 21 if I include my service as a teacher assistant. So it's been quite the journey. This is all I know, and I know that there's a reason why I met that ESL teacher. She truly guided me to my calling, who is being a service to kids and to families. And that's what my chapter is about, is how do I use my talent or my gift to help others? And that's what I've been doing since I was a teacher assistant, helping those students, helping the teacher, but also as a teacher, how do we help those students that need more than just a lesson? And then transitioning into administration, which I didn't want to do that at the beginning, but I was lucky to have one of the most amazing principals in Aldine. And he told me, no, you can't go and get your master's in Spanish. You already know Spanish, you're fluent, you're great at it. I need you to go and get your master's in administration because I know that you will make a difference with people. And I was reluctant to accept that that was my path, but I did. I changed my gear and went ahead and got my master's in administration. Then I moved to Klein ISD, where I just wanted to learn more about the district before transitioning into administration. And then from there, is Mr. Woods gave me the opportunity to join him at Klein Intermediate as an administrator, and I learned so much during those 4 years that I was with him. But it's just every experience that I've had with students, with teachers, with families that make my job worthwhile. Like, I'm not here to receive a certificate at the end of the year or a teacher of the year, administration of the year, none of that. It's just the difference that you make in those students. And there's been many times when I question, am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right profession? 21 years, and I'm still questioning sometimes, am I in the right profession? And it is when that happens that I either get a letter from a student, an email, sometimes a parent will drop off something for me. And that's when I know, yes, you're in the right place. When I get a message from my students that said, hey, Miss Casanova, if it wasn't for you, look, I just got my letter of acceptance, or I got my family to come to the US. Things like that makes me believe that this is it. This is what I was meant to be. And it's not a job. It is not a job. I always live by everything that you do. If you do it with love, God is going to be with you. God is going to guide you, and God is going to provide everything that you need. It's not easy. Sometimes you have tribulations and you have some setbacks, but you keep being faithful and you honor God, and He will make the path clear and make sure that you get connected with the right people. And my social media is Casanova716 on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is the same handle.
You know, you went faith-based, and I'm a faith-based guy, so I'm gonna go faith-based back to you, and I'm gonna give you amen.
Thank you.
Right on, amen. So true. So thank you
Chip, I'm
so
not going
much.
to cut in too much, but I got to
No,
cut in on this because me and Miss Casanova, we work
come on.
together
Come on.
on three different campuses, like at Climb
Oh, that's
Forest.
awesome.
Climb Forest, she was the amazing Spanish teacher to watch her pour into kids after hours. She was a senior sponsor. She did clubs. She spent a lot of time pouring into to kids and families and supporting them. Conversations that she might have with kids and family members, like she is the mom running everything. They listen to her. They respond to her. They know it's from a place of love. Like it's amazing. Then I, like she said, I did hire as an AP at Klein Intermediate, and just to watch her blossom and grow from there was truly amazing. Just to see the connection that she had with the communities and the thing that she does. That school would not have run while I was there without a Miss Casanova on campus. And then we were both at the therapeutic center. It was a different change. We got to see different clientele, and we had a great time there together as well. So I've got to see her in work and what she pours into each community, for each campus, to each individual cousin, brother, whoever she encounters. It is, it's truly from a place of service, and is not looking for anything in return. She is giving to others. Truly blessed to have worked with her, to have her as a friend.
It's awesome, man. So good. Well, our next author that we're going to highlight is Miss Tawana Calais. All right, we'll pass it over to you.
Yes, thank you so much. First, I need to give all honor and glory to God, because without him, we would not be here. So I have to give that to him. And thank you again, the entire team, for giving me this opportunity to express the importance of service. So my name is Tawana Rafael Calais. I'm originally from Louisiana, born and raised in Louisiana. Love the gumbo, love the Saints, love the Tigers, and I also love the Jaguars because I am a Southern alumni. So right, okay, Bayou Classic. We're gonna always Gram fam. I respect the Gremlin, but I am a Southern Jaguar. So anyway, I like I said, give all praise to God. I was raised in Louisiana, and like Miss Angelica, a lot of my family, English was not their first language. It was French. It was Creole French. And however, we you know, of course, when we came to school, English is the language that needs to be spoken. But the service of all things is started when I was little. I was in the Brownies, Girl Scouts, volunteer, anything that was service to all mankind. It could be, you know, babysitting. It could be something as little as going to check on your elders and listening to your elders, sitting down and listening to what they're saying, and being open to the what they're giving you. And so I started off as a Brownie Girl Scout, and I then start working on Saturdays as a candy striper at the local hospital. I had the opportunity, and it's in the book. I had the opportunity to see families that were going home and some families that were not. And to be that person to sit and speak with, be with the children, where when some of the conversations wasn't easy. And I was young myself, 16, young myself. And I knew at that time that it's larger than me. It's not about me. It was about those families. And I went religiously, thank God, on Saturdays, because I knew it was service was a driving force. Once I kind of got that in my spirit, of course, I was in church. You know, you go to church Monday through Sunday, you know, at least 3 to 4 times a week. Your mama gonna bring you to church and just giving there. I also did a quick sent in the military. I was 51 Bravo, so which was infantry. However, I decided to have marriage over military, and that's quite all right. I served, and I also serve now as a district special ed specialist. But before then, I worked as a special ed teacher. I worked with all populations. I worked with 504. Well, now I work with 504, but back then I worked with all populations. I worked with everyone. I work with our friends that just came here. I work in Spring ISD over the with the super proud superintendent, Lapita Hinojosa, and she has helped guide us to be service to mankind. And so I worked at Spring High School. I also worked at McNabb Elementary when I've worked with all of our babies. And for 2 summers, I worked as an AP. Angelica, God bless you. AP is your ministry. It is no. I love it. And you too, Charles. Congratulations to that as well. But no. So now I work as a district special ed instructional specialist, which works with 504 special ed, our bilingual populations. We call them our thrice gifted populations, everyone that needs that assistance. And we work with administrators on how we can best teach our teachers, how we can best support them as they just embark in this new generation of education. And so that's what I do. In the book, I pretty much discuss what service is. Also, social media, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm also a consultant, educational consultant. So you can see CCC, you can see Tawana Calais, CCC. And I work with to help all parents to embrace their children where they are and help raise them to their fullest potential. You can find me on Facebook as well. And also, I have a podcast, Conversations at the Corner, that I'm developing right now. And thanks to you guys inspired me. I am writing another book called Blessings Through Lessons that'll be on Amazon. So I have to give you guys your credit for inspiring me to take that next leap. You guys are doing wonderful things, great things. And I thank God that we've crossed paths in so many ways. And hopefully we continue to collaborate and bring the glory of God through writing, through speaking, through volunteering, through missionary. We need to take this back and bring this to people that knows that service is the greatest thing that you can do as a person, giving to others. That's why we're here on this earth. So that's who I am. And you can hopefully we can continue to collaborate, and blessings to all of you.
Awesome. Good deal. Thank you so much for sharing. All right. Our next author that we're going to highlight is Trayvon Henderson. Man, great guy. So excited for him to be a part of this. So, Trey, take it away, baby.
All right. Just want to thank y'all, Coach Baker, Coach Woods,
Yeah, man.
first two ladies that went. That was beautiful. And y'all stories. Bookie, what's up, man? Mr. Darius, nice to meet you. But yeah, I'm a little nervous. And this ain't one of my best skills talking,
No, man, all
But
good, man. I'm so glad you're here. It's great. Let's
Yeah,
go.
but I'm gonna do my best. But anyways, Trayvon Henderson, grew up. I was raised in Magnolia, Texas. Grew up in Conroe, and then growing up around there, it was a little different from Magnolia. Magnolia, small country town. Conroe, more of suburban neighborhoods, my chapter was basically to highlight how other people showed their service towards me and instilled of being a service to others and not looking for anything in return. So I highlight mostly about my family members who helped me through growing up, through college and stuff like that, and how my success was their success as well, and then as far as like what I do, as far as the community stuff, I kind of push forward more into my community, try to help out younger cats that's, grew up the same way that we did. And just try to show them that, that somebody like them could make it as well. You don't have to change yourself to be, successful like that, And I work a lot in the community as far as like helping the elderly. I just do like stuff like mow yards for free. I kind of talk to younger cats, give them as much game as I can about how I made it and what it take to make it, and like it's okay to be from here and be something different, And as far as like my social media and stuff like that, you just find me on Facebook at Trayvon Henderson. And as far as like my school and my education, I went to Louisiana Tech. Shout out to I love Grambling, Grambling Southern. I went down there a few times. Yeah, Lafayette. I got down there a few times too. So, I really appreciate y'all for letting me be part of this journey, and it means a lot, And Coach Woods, Coach Baker, y'all pretty big influence. Even Buki, trying to keep me out of trouble doing track and stuff like that. But but I'm really grateful and blessed to be a part of this journey.
Man, that's awesome, Trey. Man, I just want to say, and so like he mentioned, like Woods and I, were his one of his coaches. And man, I just want to tell you, so proud of you, the journey that you've been on, the amazing things that you've done, just to see you from always being a hardworking dude, right? Just do things the right way, put your head down, go to work, right? Always been that guy. And so, man, I'm so proud of you and so happy for you to see all of the amazing things. And he's not a talk about me guy, about it's not about me. So I'm gonna do it for you, okay? Let me do
Do it
that.
for him, Chip.
Yeah,
Do
let
it
me do
for
that for you, okay? Just man, amazing guy. Went to a major university and balled out. I mean, just man, I'm at this big track meet and I hear his name, like man, come on, let's go.
him.
So have done amazing things, got his college degree, but then the bigger piece is understanding the service side of it. There's a lot of things that, like he said, he just did, like mowing yards for elderly for nothing. Like just I just want to help. I just want to be of service. And so I really just want to commend you for your work, the things that you've done, and just tell you that, man, like we're so happy for you and so proud of you of the things that you've done. So keep doing your thing, my man.
Yeah, and I remember that track meet, man. I was so happy to see you, man. That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. I kind of worked out, and I think Tevin told me he had seen you. I was like, man, yeah, I did not expect to see you there.
Yeah, man. So happy for you just to see you out there with the best of the best doing them.
Yes, sir. Being
Right.
one of the best.
Yeah, is
Being one of the
the yeah,
best.
doing them. Yeah, Woods, jump in there, man, for some stuff you want to say about it.
Man, I could go on and on. I'm just a little bit. I got to see him run at Rice, which it just sent chills through my spine to watch him run the 4x1, watch him jump in college. Just to see him in college just doing his thing. So proud of you more than anything is graduating with your degree, man. And just like Megan said, you don't talk too much about it, you don't talk about yourself any much, but you still go back and you try to. Encourage your boys that you went to high school with. You're doing your thing, but you still try to encourage your community and you pouring into your community. Very proud of you, Trey, man. You just don't know how much I'm proud of you, man. That's what, that is why I'm in education. That is what kept me in education, seeing the things that are possible and the kids seeing that it's possible and they're going to do it and accomplish it, man. It's great, man. Doing good things for yourself, Trey. Proud of you, brother.
Yes,
Yeah,
sir.
man.
Thank you.
I think it's awesome too, man. Just to hear as you talk, Woods, just looking and seeing the jersey behind you, it said Conroe on it, right? Just looking at the lineage and the legacy. A lot of times, we just think that we don't realize that like what we do on a day-to-day basis as far as our service, just by showing up and helping others. A lot of times, life is tough, things are hard. We have to be reminded that by doing that, man, we are making a difference. Right, we are making a positive difference, and so just to kind of enlighten him, I'm gonna move on, but I gotta say this, but just to enlighten, just seeing the word Conroe up there. So Woods and I coached at Conroe High School. Trey Woods is from Conroe. He went to Conroe High School. Trey, and then the next young man that I'm gonna introduce, Marquise Bookie Sneed, they're all from Conroe, and they went to Conroe High School, and we coached those guys. And they've gone on to do great things. And so now they're impacting the community and the people that they're around. Bookie being an educator as well, former coach, Trey giving service, in the business world, doing his thing. But it just speaks on the positive ripple effect of service. Right. So it's a blessing for me to hear Trey say, man, y'all were a major part of my life. Like, man, that's like, man, that makes my heart happy because I strived every day to show up and give you everything I got. Right. Like, it was important for me to show up every day and give you not just half me, not just three quarters of me, give you everything I got. Right. And it makes me so proud to see now that like you're doing that. And it's so cool to see like the positive ripple effect, man. We're so happy for you guys. But let's go to our next author that we're gonna highlight, and that is Marquise Bookie Sneed.
Okay, I have to find a mute button, man. What's going on, guys? Happy to be here, man. Thank you, Bake, Woods, man. First and foremost, man, thank y'all for having us. And I'm just grateful to be in a book with so many great people and hearing you guys' stories. Miss Angela, Miss Tawina, Trey, and then we got Big Darius coming up next. Bake, it's funny. I was, when you were saying, you coming to work and giving everything that you got, with Woods, I think Trey, he could attest to this. With Woods, they came with a lot of cussing aside. That's what that was.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to bring that up. But yeah, he pushed us.
But he
So
put,
that's giving service. That's service.
absolutely. Gotta be some discipline in there. Absolutely. Dealing with them crazy kids every day. It pulls out of you sometimes. But man, I'm Marquise Sneed. Go by Bookie. To people that know me well. Like Bake said, like Wood said, like Trey mentioned as well. Man, I grew up in Conroe, Texas, and man, I've been an educator for 9 years. I can't believe it. Going on 10, almost a decade in this business. Which is not a business, which is all servitude. But pretty much, that's just a little bit about me. Also, I went to Sam Houston State right down the road, 30 minutes down the road, tried to make it as far away as possible from Conroe at the same time, as close as possible, as much as I could, being close to family and friends. But just a little bit about my chapter, kind of like it's a piggyback of, I think, what everybody else has said so far. And it's just, giving back. The people that have gave to me in my life, Woods, Baker, being some of those guys, those they gave out of the honor of their heart. They did it simply because I feel like there was somebody somewhere that poured into them. And so I think them paying it back is honorable. It's something that they found love and joy in, and I think they gave without the expectation of receiving anything. You know, being a teacher, what I've learned so far is that, for one, it's my job, you know, to give. It's my job to pour into kids. And that's the reason why I got into this profession, because of people like Woods, like Baker, that are pouring into me. And so, you know, my students, they really can't, they can't do anything for me, you know, but it's my job to come in and like Baker said, man, give them everything I got on a day-to-day basis, whether that be academically, whether that be trying to, you know, push them to do something that they may feel uncomfortable doing as far as stretching them, you know, and getting them bold and confident. For me, that's pretty much what I live for. It's just striving to try to better the people that I come in contact with. Baker mentioned legacy and purpose. I think since maybe I was a kid, I've always thought about, you know, what my purpose is, how am I living my life, what are people going to say about me whenever I'm done with, whenever I move on from a certain environment. And for me, man, it's always been about leaving an impact that's not about me, you know, trying to give in a way that may help somebody, whether that be, I think for all of us, you know, I think, you know, giving can be simple as, you know, words of encouragement, you know, or a kind gesture, you know, or creating the safe space for somebody to be themselves, you know, or pour out if they need to. So that's kind of what I'm all about. You know, when Woods reached out to me and he gave me the title, you know, of servitude, you know, I was, you know, thinking, okay, how am I gonna write this chapter, you know, and it took me a while, man, but I was really excited about it. I think one thing that I have to learn when it came to giving and giving out the kindness of your heart, I think sometimes I do have this part of my chapter to where reciprocity is great. You know what I'm saying? When you give out of the abundance of your heart, whether it be your time, your energy, your finances, you know, your skill set, counsel, wisdom, knowledge, whatever it is, reciprocity is great. But if we deal with people looking for something in return, it's going to be draining, right? If we give out of our heart and we're looking to get, well, not, I guess we won't be giving out of our heart, but if we give in a way to what we're looking to profit out of it, it's not going to be fulfilling. You know, I think we can all probably think of a time where we know somebody, you know, or we know ourselves, we've given out in a way that was selfish. You know, we were looking to get something out of somebody, or, you know, just do something, and it was all about us, you know. And it's kind of like, whether you're dealing with your family, whether you're dealing with friends or coworkers, when you do that, when you approach life in a way, or giving in a way, a servitude in a way, to where it's like, hey, I scratch your back, you scratch mine, you're going to be waiting a long time for people to scratch your back. You're still going to be itching. Okay, so to approach life like that, or to approach giving like that, is going to be unfulfilling, you know, and it's not going to, it's just not going to be, in essence, just good, right? Absolutely. So that's kind of how it is for me, man, is making sure that at all times I'm trying to give in a way that is out of love, and doing it in a fashion to where how people who serve me, you know, back when I was a kid, like I was saying, going back to Bake. The reason why I'm a teacher is because of those guys, because of y'all, you know, because I saw what, like Trey was saying, I saw the impact that they not only had on me, but to the guys that I grew up with, you know, tough love, strong love, guidance, you know, teaching the skill sets that were going to help us transition into life outside of high school, you know, and giving us things that were going to help us carry and transition into college and into adulthood. And so for me, man, like I find joy in the fact that like I simply attempted to give, you know, I gave without trying to look for something in return. And it's pretty dope when, you know, I get a phone call, you know, I still have connections with some of the kids that I hung out with for 3 to 4 years. You know, they were crazy when I had them as teenagers. And now they're entering into adulthood, you know, 18, 19, 20. One of them called me the other day and he's 22 years old, man. I can't believe it, you know. And so it's great to see the, you know, that sometimes, you know, they'll still reach out, you know, and have a smaller conversation or just ask for, you know, some advice or something like that. But it's just great to see those guys doing well in life, you know. And when I know in particular in teaching, one coach, man, that I used to work with, man, he gave me he was kind of talking to a staff one day, you know, and he was just kind of the word of the day was, you know, just giving. And, you know, he mentions that we're in a profession to where you may never see the fruit of your labor when you're a teacher. And I think that kind of overall, when you give, you may not see the effects of what you do on a daily basis, or if you didn't cut that grass for the elderly woman, or if you didn't help somebody with tutoring, or if you gave financially, you know, or something like that. You may not, or if you just give a kind word or just some encouragement, you know, or a helping hand to the stranger, you know, on your way to work or in passing, you may not see that, you know, but the remnants of it, the effects, can speak volumes, man. It could change people's day, week, month, and ultimately it could change their lives, you know. So with keeping that in mind, I try to, you know, I think it'd be great for us to be sensitive to two people, you know, and look forward to giving, man, and any opportunity that we can, while at the same time understanding what we can give, you know, whether it be our time, our energy. And also, I think sometimes, you know, setting limits or boundaries, you know, I think sometimes we can if we don't set up boundaries or limits, you know, at least what I've learned in my personal life is that it can be draining. You don't have to do everything. You know, I think it's smart to understand where your value is. At the same time, you know, understanding that, hey, if you can't do this, that's okay. You know, and so sometimes our no's sometimes are beneficial to people, you know, as opposed to our yeses sometimes. So I think it's just trying to find, you know, that balance, you know, and helping people and giving and servitude. But I don't think, man, there's no better feeling than giving. You know, there's no better feeling than seeing people like step into who they are or accomplish the things that they want to accomplish. Man, that's fulfilling. When you see your boy accomplish something, you know, or a family member, you know, check something off the list like that's amazing, you know, and it makes you feel as if you can, you know, you can do the things that you want to do, you know, and especially when you had like a little, you know, a little something in there, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's a reciprocity, you know, it's just seeing people go out and live their lives and being joyful, man, being happy, you know, with where they are and where they're going. So that's a little bit about my chapter, you know, is trying to live a life that's purposeful, thinking about my legacy. I think people should think about their legacy and thinking about how we can give, you know, and making sure that we set up boundaries, we set up limits, that we giving away to where we're not looking for anything in return. But if we do get something in return, that's great, but we shouldn't look for profit in our giving, but just give, you know, because we want to. It's like my mom said, man, if you can't do it out of kindness of your heart, Bookie, don't do it. Period. You know, period, man. So that's a little bit about my chapter. You can find me on Instagram at Marquise92. I'm really on that joke. I had to think about it. Marquise92. I'm in a group chat though. So So it, you know, it's fun, the memes. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram with that. And yeah, that's a little bit about me, my chapter, and my social media.
Awesome, Boot. Great story, man. Great lessons that people can pull from too, with the chapter. I think if we can all do that, man, you know, those good mama isms, you know, boy, do it from the kindness of your heart. Don't do it, right?
Don't do
it. Yeah, it sets you up for the right posture, to have the right mindset and heart set for service, right? And so I think that's awesome, man. Thank you so much for sharing that, those words. Well, as we go to our last author that we're going to highlight in this session, I want to warn you first. See how I leaned in? I leaned in. I gotta give you the warning. Here it come. I gotta give you the warning. But my guy Darius Bradley Sr., amazing man of service, amazing man with super passion, amazing man with, despite any of the things that he's had to, you know, adversities he had to grow through in his life, he does it with a kind, humble heart and with a strong passion. And so I'm so excited to have him to be a part of the project that he's in as well, but then to have him on. So Darius, take it away, man. Share with us, you know, your journey. Talk to us about your chapter, and then, you know, make sure you give him your social media so they can go check you out.
Man, blessings. Chip had me choked up over here, guys. So let me clear my throat right quick, man. But as I expressed earlier, you know, I'm really big on life. And before I get started, like my sister Tawana, you know, I just want to give thanks to our Heavenly Father, because without his gift of life, none of this is happening. None of this is happening, right? So I want to make sure that I continue to give him thanks, not just at this moment, but every moment of my life, that he blessed me with this heartbeat. You know, however many I have left, I don't know how many left are left, but however many are left, then I want to make sure that I'm giving him thanks and praise for it all. My brother Chip, my brother Charles, my brother Trey, my brother Buki, my two sisters, Angelica and Tawana, I have nothing but love and respect for each of you. Super honored, thrilled, and know that I'm truly blessed to be a part of this platform with you guys. As we walk through our lives individually and come together as a collective and continue to press forward in our giving and our doing, not only for self, but indeed for others. Brother Chip, you're golden. Brother Charles, you're equally golden. I love you guys with all my heart. I tell you that behind the scenes, underneath the spotlight, truly mean it. You guys have been a tremendous blessing in my life. Thanks to Brother Chip, and now to Brother Charles, I am even more of a multiple best-selling author now. I'm also a real estate investor, right? I'm a motivational speaker. I speak all over the place. But my passion is truly just being of service, right? I work for the hospitals. I've ran a program at Texas Children's Hospital. The special needs population, which I call differently abled community, is near and dear to my heart. I had the opportunity to run a program at Texas Children's for 5 years, helping our NICU dads who are newly transitioning into this lifestyle understand what it's all about, from my own personal experience, being that I have a little girl that's on life support. She's the longest living person in the world with severity of her syndrome. She's also deaf, born with 27 different diagnoses. But I say all of that to say thank you, God. Right? Thank you, God. I mean, we're going to be born with some adversities in life. We're going to go through some challenges, but God will strengthen our legs to jump over, like my brother Trey over there running track and all, but jump over to whatever the high hurdles may be in our lives. And even if we knock them down, that's okay. It's just an indicator that we need to strengthen a little bit more and lift a little bit higher in our attempt to jump over whatever it is that life is throwing at us, right? And like my brother Buki, you know, he expressed the word reciprocity. And I'm really big on reciprocity because that's also the name of my chapter. And I chose that because when Brother Charles invited me as well to be along the journey with each and every one of you, as soon as I heard the title of the book, it's not about me, right? I instantly thought about the scripture that reads, it's better to be the lender than it is to be the borrower. Now, that's not saying we're never going to be in position to borrow, but when we're in that position to borrow, it's my true belief that God give us that opportunity so we can understand what it's like to be a recipient in need, also be a receiver who's needing something, to then go on to lend the very thing that we just received, right? So through life, we're going to go through some trials and tribulations, and that's okay. We're going to experience pain through those things as well. And that's also okay, because pain is there to be an indicator, right? To let us know who we are, where we are, and who it is that we are to become. And so without those moments of challenges and contrast, without the Goliaths standing us in our face, we would not be able to activate or even understand who our or what our inner David is. So as long as we're bringing that rock and that slingshot throughout any area of our lives, whether that's spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and beyond, if we can lean on the purpose of God, not just learn the doctrine, but become the living word in our giving, then the givings that we are becoming and the givings that we are issuing will truly be ineffable. Now, I say that because I know, like myself, my two sisters, right, my four brothers that's on here with me, we've all been through some contrasting moments, right? We've all been through some difficulties, whether we share them publicly or go through them and grow through them. Like my brother Chip and I like to express, we have to grow through what we go through, right? If we're growing through those situations, we are enabling others in our yielding of understanding what pain is. We are becoming a step stool, a ladder, and a bridge through the pain that we go through and grow through for others to then to step beyond their current location, crawl beyond their current location, fly beyond their current location. So when we're going through whatever it is that we're going through and life is lifing, we must be sure that we're living the life as it's lifing or not, because there's something to be learned from those experiences to then know that, hey, it's truly not just about me. Me going through pain early on, losing my dad at 15 years old. I'm originally from New Orleans, and it's a very rough place to grow up in. I went to Southern University of New Orleans, right? I grew up in a very rough terrain, very abrasive atmosphere, you know, not inside of my home, because those things disappeared when I entered my door, when I was underneath my roof. But outside of that, okay, it was survive. At a very young age, survive, right? And so me going through and then having others to help me grow through that, whether I know I needed it or not, the areas that are I'm in my life right now that's under construction, the heaviest, right? I'm able to not only be a construction worker, a foreman, I'm also able to just be a hand on a hand, okay? A hand on a hand. I can be a hammer, I can be a screwdriver, I can be a saw for whoever needs that at that moment. Why? Because someone was a saw for me. Someone was a screwdriver for me. Someone carried a toolbox around for me for tools that I didn't even have, with tools that I had not, you know, had in my possession at that time. And they blessed me by being a lender when I was the borrower. So now in my time of being a father to a little girl that's on life support, through my contrast, I'm able to be the husband that I need to be to my wife, right? Because I had that, you know, abrasiveness going on early on, and I knew what it felt like. My dad modeled what it was supposed to be like for me, even though he died when I was 15, he was 41. I saw how he loved my mother. So my wife is now the recipient of a residual love that my mother got from my father, that now I'm able to give this woman who I love with all of my heart for 27 years, and 25 of those 27, we've been married to our three phenomenal kids, one being on life support, my favorite daughter. Why? Because she's my only daughter, okay? Knowing sign language because of my daughter, though I learned it in sixth grade, it wasn't just for me, right? It's not just about me. It's about my little girl who I was going to be born with. I'm learning my ABCs and 1, 2, 3s in sign language, ASL, to now have a daughter who I can, when she's, daddy, I love you. And all of these great things, I've already been prepped for the reciprocity moments that I have at this opportunity in my life right now. Giving back way more, not just more, but way more than I've ever received. God gave me just enough. And even when it didn't look like it was enough, I'm finding the residuals and what he has given to me already, because I am able to bless our differently able community in a way I would not have been, had I not been experiencing it myself, right? I am able to give my wife the love, the agape love that she deserves, because I had it expressed to me. I'm able to be a part of this journey with my sister Angelica, Tawana, my brother Trey, Buki, Charles, Chip, because of me growing through. It's not just an expression. What I go through. Chip and I also share 3 common words. They're on my shirt. Reads, go get it. I scream that out with passion because I'm trying to breathe life into the areas that are trying to die off in yours. It's not just 3 words. It means the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Reciprocity. Go, go, get up and start moving. Why? Be thankful for the heartbeat that we have. We can't just sit here when there are so many who need our services. We've been blessed with a gift. We have to go. Whatever those resources are. My brother Trey had resources in brother Charles. He had resources in brother Chip. He had resources in brother Buki, right? Angelica, sister Angelica, you are a resource. You're get. You are a resource. You went and got the education. You are a resource. You went and got the master. You are a resource. Sister Tawana, military, you are a resource. Kids are in college doing well because of the resources that you received, and now that you are, and illustrating it to them. Brother Buki said, it's blowing my mind that they're 22 years old now and coming back to me. Why? Because you received something that you needed at the time, and now you're giving what you received to those who are in need at this moment. And they're coming back to show you their illustrations of their reciprocity, right? Brother Trey is in the community, helping our grandmothers, helping our aunties, helping our kiddos understand that it doesn't matter about your contrast and your atmosphere and your current address, but who are you in that neighborhood? Just because you look a certain way, God's promise isn't meant for you too. Live your life. No one knows how many tomorrows remains for any of us. So with that being known, sense of urgency must be applied. 911 must be applied. Applied where, Brother Darius? On our lives. On our lives. So whatever it is that we're doing, let's be the lender. Let's be the lender in the seasons that we're supposed to be the lender. It's not to say that we'll never be the borrower again. But let's not stay there too long, because God said it's better, right? It's better to be the lender. Be them borrow if you must, but in a season of it, okay? Don't prolong this thing. You celebrate in the end zone too long after scoring a touchdown, it's a penalty. And you have fines to pay. Hey, let's not pay these fines in our daily, you know, everyday lives, guys. Celebrate for the moment, because if we stay too long, we'll be too late to go be of service and express this reciprocity and giving in the areas that God is calling us for to at this moment. I don't want God to throw a yellow flag at none of my sisters, none of my brothers, or myself. So when we have that moment to be that hand, that ear, that shoulder, right? Be it. Do it. In every area of life, unconditionally, without expectations of anything else. Why? Because God put it on the inside of us to then lend to all who are in need at this moment. Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure. If you would like to follow me, you can do so. I'm on Instagram as Divine_Encourager_. I'm also on Facebook. You may find two pages. I have a new page. It's Darius Bradley Sr., parentheses, Divine Encourager. It's been a blessing. I love you, Brother Charles. Love you, Brother Chip. All of my brothers and sisters who are on this platform with me. May our journey be a blessing to the masses, as God has already predestined. Go get it. God bless.
Go get it. Hey, I warned him. I told him. Let's go. I love it, man. Appreciate you. Well, as we close and wrap up, Woods, I'd love to, you know, if you got some final words before we wrap up, I'd love to give you an opportunity to do that.
Oh, it's just about the blessings and the thankfulness for everybody being a part of this project. I want to thank each and every one of you, Angelica, Marquise, Trey, Darius, Tawana, Chip. Thank you all for being a part of this project. And really want to just give homage and thank you for just the service that you give on a daily basis, service and love, like you do it out of the kindness of your hearts. And I enjoy just seeing that from each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Well, again, thank you, authors, for being on with us. Thank you guys that are checking out this session here with us. Again, I want to encourage you to go follow each and every one of the authors. It will be worth your time to follow them and show them some love and support, because they're doing amazing things. And so thank you guys for being on. Thank you guys for checking out the session. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.